Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You know, folks, over the years, we've talked about paradigm shifts. I told you about Joel Barker and his introducing me to the concept of paradigm shifts long before I actually was able to have Joel become a member of our Brain Trust on the show. And so paradigm shifts are abounding and more, maybe more now than ever before. And nothing is a greater example of that than in the publishing industry, whether it be newspaper, whether it be magazines, and especially books. And we have one of the top publishing industry experts on the planet with us right now. Dan Poynter is here. He's the author of Writing Nonfiction and the Self-Publishing Manual. And he knows more about getting your book in print, regardless of whether you do it or somebody else does it, than anybody I know. He's our good friend, Dan Poynter. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Dan. Paradigm shifts. That's an abiding condition now for the publishing industry across the board, isn't it?
Well, it's a very interesting thing about the publishing industry. The change is much greater than in most industries because it's sort of held itself back. And I often say it hasn't changed in any way since 1947. And I was just reading today that in the New York Times, Seth Godin said it hasn't changed in 1907. So
yeah,
we're going from a long time ago, and the changes are much greater and more pronounced because they haven't changed for so long. And many businesses have sort of kept up and incrementally made changes, but the book industry hasn't.
Well, that's true. And, of course, the newspaper industry and the magazine publishing industry has had to make the shift over to electronic, over to the internet, and they've done that with some level of success.
Well,
you know the radio industry is not unlike that too. You know, we have to be honest about this, Dan. I remember, as you know, I've been broadcasting since 97, but we've been simulcasting as well since 98.
Well, you're a real pioneer in the field.
I remember in the early days, the radio industry, radio affiliates, did not want to have any part of internet. And now almost every station out there has an internet simulcast. And they discovered that people who like their programming, wherever they are in the world, can listen to that programming on the internet. It's good for business.
Well,
but the book industry has had a harder time making the shift, hasn't it?
Well, in the magazines and newspapers, it's very, very simple. Advertisers are following the eyeballs, and the eyeballs are not reading print. They're reading online. So advertisers have shipped their money online. Newsweek has been losing $500,000 every week. They were just sold last week. If you looked at Newsweek, there isn't any advertising in it. Same thing for Time magazine. And this is happening with the newspapers, and a lot of them have moved to online publications as well. Back in... It was the end of May. Reed, the people who own the Book Expo America, in one day they closed down 23 magazines. They could see the handwriting on the wall. They were making a good economic business decision. And one of those magazines was Trade Show Week. So it's obvious that the eyeballs have moved online and there's no future in print magazines. It's too expensive to print them and to distribute them.
Right.
And it's yesterday's news.
Well, that's a lot of it. That's exactly right. But the book industry has had a harder time making the shift because they have not been ad driven, have they? They're different, and so they're changing their business model has been more difficult, and they've had a harder time, haven't they?
Well, and fr- frankly, the big six publishers in New York are waiting for the recession to be over so they can go back to business as usual. It's not going to be the same business, and it's not the recession that is hurting the big publishers. It's because they have failed to change. All they know how to do is take your book, turn it into, or take your manuscript, turn it into a book, which takes 18 months, by the way, and put it into bookstores. That's not where the market is today. I do books on parachutes and skydiving. I do books on publishing. There aren't too many skydivers in the bookstores. I've always sold a lot more to parachute catalogs, parachute stores, parachute schools, parachute clubs, and so on. The big publishers just don't get that.
Yeah. Well, when we come back after this break, I want to talk about something that I read recently. Last week, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about advertising in a book, ladies and gentlemen. You ever heard of such a thing? Well, it's been done. It's, in the future, it's going to be done more. Get ready for it. We're going to get Dan Pointer to help us with that. Coming up after this break, it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. We'll be right back.
So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Richie Valenzuela bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. That's Richie Valens to you and the late, great Richie Valens. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check out all the things we have there for you, like my newsletter, like my blog, like my the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, the knowledge base, et cetera, et cetera. Don't forget the poll question on the homepage, which I think you'll like. This week, the poll question is all about what is holding, if you're not growing your business, what is holding you back? What is it that's, we have four options there. We'd like to know what you think. So click on your answer and you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. And I mentioned my newsletter. I hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And by the way, the newsletter includes the results of the previous poll, including my comments. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with Dan Pointer. We're talking about publishing, self-publishing as well, but the industry in general. And Dan, when I went to the, we went to the break, I was talking about, by the way, Dan, folks, Dan is the author of the self-publishing manual. It is the book that I read that I still quote it chapter and verse, Dan. I still talk about your book. Nobody else has sold more of your books than I have besides yourself, because I tell my Brain Trust members when they're sick and tired of their publishing company, they call me because they know I've read your book and I've been successful following your advice. Well, they call me and say, Jim, I want to know how you did this. I said, you got to get to know Dan Pointer. You got to find out what he says. So, folks, that's the kind of guy we're talking about here. And, Dan, so on behalf of me and a lot of other folks, we thank you.
Well, again, I thank you, and all of those listeners thank you, too, because you're setting them off on the right track. You know, the most expensive parts of publishing are the mistakes, and people don't have to make them because they get guidance from you. There are books out there. There are conferences to go to, and there's no reason to make those mistakes.
Well, I completely agree with you, and I also have to say Russell Brown, who was on my show in the last hour, Russell was a great help to me, too. I need to give him credit for that. Dan, I mentioned ads in books, and there's an article in the Wall Street Journal last week about the fact that advertisement hasn't been in books very much because their lead time for getting the book printed with the ad, getting it into the marketplace, you know, those events, those, unless it's just pure branding, those events are already gone. There's no call to action opportunity in a printed book. But you said something to me earlier that in Europe, they've had ads in books for a while.
Well, they have been common over there. It's just not something that's done in this country. And I think you make a great distinction between the printed book and the e-book. With the e-book, you can track the sales and you could add ads to it. Now, there are two ways to add the ads. You know, they could be at the side of the screen or they could be at the end of the book. But the more valuable ads would be product placement like they do in movies.
Right.
You know, the person is picking up a can of Budweiser or is picking up a can that just says beer on it. And the only problem with that today is we have that new FCC rule that went into effect first of the year that says if you're sponsoring something, you have to disclose it. And so doing that kind of product placement is going to be a little trickier.
Tell us about that.
Well, it was right around the first of the year. I think that's when it went into effect. And it said if you are endorsing a product and you're being paid for that, you have to disclose that you're being paid.
Right.
So if I
do an ebook and I put an ad in the middle of the book somewhere, then up front I have to disclose that I'm being compensated for that.
Well, I think if you put an ad in, it's obvious that's an ad. But if you go going through there and say, I recommend that you fly United Airlines. That's
oh, I see what I you fly. Mean. It's actually in the text.
It's in the text. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. Oh, I see what you as opposed to an ad. Obviously, I see what you're saying.
You're being compensated.
Well, you know, if you're reading anything online these days, I recently bought an iPad, mm-hmm. which we're really enjoying, by the way, Dan. And I subscribed to Wall Street Journal in print and online, but I went ahead and got the app for the iPad for the Wall Street Journal. As I'm reading the article, mm-hmm. as I move from one page to the other, there'll be a page of an ad pop up in the middle.
Sure. But those are ads, and those are obviously ads.
And so my point is, that's the kind of thing, isn't that the kind of thing we're going to start seeing? Because what this article I read said, Dan, and this kind of surprised me in a way. I hadn't thought about it very much, but they actually said that for these big publishers, it's not as profitable for them to sell an ebook as it is to sell a hardback book.
Well, I wonder about that, because with a hardback book, they have the printing, they have the inventory, they have the shipping out.
Well, but see, they're selling the book for $25, and they're splitting it 50% with the retailer, so that's $12.50. And I know they have the printing, but they've got that down, as you know, where it's pretty low. But the ebook is only $13. They split that's $6.50. And so you see what I mean? There's a smaller pie to deal with.
But there's no production cost. They don't have to print it, bind it.
Believe it or not, it takes. You know, we do a lot of electronic publishing, it can be intensive, getting the thing published and keeping it updated and that kind of thing. But still, the point the guy was making with the article was, ads are going to have to be part of book publishing in the future to help get these companies the kind of profits they want.
Well, and people are used to that, and the ads can be tailored to that particular subject. So if you have a business book, you have business ads. It makes a lot of sense.
Aren't more of us wanting that so we can maybe click on a link and buy something while we're thinking about it?
Of course, because as you say, because you're thinking about it. It's a good placement.
Hold on to that thought, Dan. We'll come right back with Dan Pointer after these messages. Parapub.com is his website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.